Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smales reporting for WTNS News. The cause of an early Monday morning house fire on the corner of Pine and South Lawn Avenue is still under investigation. Crews from the city fire department were dispatched to 633 South Lawn at about 6:30 Monday morning. Amy Brink, who rents the lower apartment, says she awoke to see flames coming from an upstairs window.
Woke up, smelled smoke. Looked around the apartment, nothing was going on. Smoke detector wasn't gone off. And looked around, no fire. Looked outside, and there was big old flames coming out the window. It was mortifying to see the flames coming out of that house.
The fire is believed to have started in the upper-level apartment, occupied by Stephen Eckleberry and his family. The local chapter of the American Red Cross is assisting. The sheriff's office reports one complaint investigated yesterday. Stephen S. Vanko of Coshocton reported a camper broken into at the Sportsman's Club. And from the West Lafayette Police, officers responded to the Lafayette Commons in reference to illegal dumping. Now that West Lafayette residents voted in favor of negotiating with Coshocton for municipal water services, Village Council is taking the next steps. Mayor Steve Bordenkircher has established a committee.
After consulting with our solicitor and reviewing the Ohio Revised Code, as well as the rules of council, rule number 5, I will assign the following committee: Coshocton Water Exploration and Negotiation Committee. Committee members will be myself, Craig Bordenkircher, who is chairman, Ron Luss, Chris Maurer, in an advisory capacity, village administrator, technical advisor, Dave Kadry. And there will be a business advisor, Jay Olinger from West Lafayette Point, our largest business water user, will be on the committee in an advisory capacity.
Shannon Lawrence has also been asked to serve as a resident advisor on the committee. Bordenkircher says a negotiation team from the committee will be charged with presenting proposals to Solicitor Brett Hillier for review, and then the full village council will decide whether to accept or not. The team will determine who the lead negotiator will be.
This team, as well as the committee, needs to remain very unbiased, objective, open-minded, and without personal agendas. The committee has no authority to bind an agreement. If the committee comes to potential agreement with the city of Coshocton, it will present the proposal to the full council for approval.
Bordenkircher has asked the temporary committee to approach any agreement with purpose, outcome, and method in mind.
The purpose will be to obtain an agreement that is fair to all parties. The outcome is to obtain a water agreement that is in the best interest of the village and its residents. And the committee will determine the approach that is best allows us to reach an acceptable outcome.
Coshocton Utilities Director Dave McVeigh says committees will also be formed in Coshocton. U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, one of the winningest Democrats in Ohio history, says he's seriously considering a 2020 presidential run. Brown had previously played down interest in joining what's expected to be a crowded Democratic field, but he acknowledged in multiple interviews yesterday he is listening to calls for him to run. He tells the Associated Press the encouragement is coming from National Democratic Party figures. The 65-year-old politician led all Ohio vote-getters November 6th to win re-election to a third Senate term, even as Republicans swept other key statewide offices. Amazon says it will open an operation at an Ohio airport that will include daily flights and a package sorting facility. Amazon says the operation, to open in 2019 at Wilmington Air Park in southwest Ohio, will provide more capacity as the company continues to build out its central air hub at Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. An Amazon spokeswoman says the company leases space for existing airports for its Amazon airplanes and for operations that include loading and unloading customer packages to and from planes and trucks and sorting packages based on destination. The company is not releasing details yet on the number of jobs or flights involved. Jobs Ohio President John Miner said the operation will boost Wilmington Air Park's value for future job creation. And a note from the Lafayette Township Trustee: starting tomorrow, Township Road 152 in Lafayette Township will be closed so a culvert can be replaced. Crews say that may take more than one day. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales, reporting.
It is 13 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. It is time for the Communication Lines program on this chilly Tuesday morning. And we are going to have one of those rare days where there is nothing but open phone lines. So best thing to do would be to give me a call right now. A lot of directions that we could go. So give me a call and let me know what is on your mind today. Let's see. Where should we begin? Several stories here marked from the Associated Press. Let's see. Internet diversion yesterday involving Google. Yeah, I'll get to that one. The Northern California wildfire. Wildfires all over the West, but California particularly hard hit. And California frequently hit with wildfires and what is being dubbed as the worst ever, the Camp Fire. Here's the latest. More than a dozen coroner search and recovery teams look for human remains from a Northern California wildfire that killed at least 42, making it the deadliest in state history, as anxious relatives visited shelters and called police, hoping to find loved ones alive. Lisa Jordan drove 600 miles from Yakima, Washington, to search for her uncle, Nick Clark, and his wife, Ann Clark, of Paradise, California. Ann Clark suffers from multiple sclerosis and is unable to walk. No one knows if they were unable to evacuate or even if their house still exists, she said. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia updated the confirmed fatality number Monday night. That figure is almost certain to spike following the blaze last week destroyed Paradise, a town of 27,000, about 180 miles northeast of San Francisco. Authorities were bringing in two mobile morgue units and requesting 150 search and rescue personnel. Officials were unsure of the exact number missing. So the entire town, virtually the entire town of Paradise, California, was destroyed. A town of 27,000. We are about 11,000 here in Coshocton. So this town, well over twice the size of Coshocton, completely destroyed. So try to picture that. So in the meantime, the fires continue, and the firefighters out in California doing their best. The phone lines are open to talk about that. If you would like, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. We do have a caller waiting. One more tidbit here. Ken had in the news this morning about Sherrod Brown considering a run for president, and the trend is that, many Democrats are at least flirting or hinting that they might run for president, which is a trend. Well, let me just read the story here. 2 years out from a presidential election isn't stopping some Democrats from making their White House ambitions known. Just days after midterm elections, Democrats are openly discussing a run against President Donald Trump. Among those considering campaigns are U.S. senators, including New Jersey's Cory Booker, Ohio's Sherrod Brown, New York's Kirsten Gillibrand, and California's Kamala Harris. The open discussion of potential White House plans so early in a switch is a switch from the past when politicians were coy about presidential ambitions. Usually advisors labored to keep meetings with donors and potential staff under wraps ahead of formal, carefully choreographed campaign announcements. What's different ahead of the 2020 presidential election? An urgency to unseat Trump and the prospect of a historically large primary field that could easily include two dozen Democratic hopefuls. God, do you think that was a lot to digest when we had 10 or 12 Republicans on stage for debates? Imagine 20 or more Democrats. All right, it is 17 minutes after 9. We do have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, whether it's wildfires, whether it is politics, or whether it is the passing of Stan Lee, the Marvel Comics. I'm looking for the right word here, but the man behind Spider-Man and so many other superheroes in the world of Marvel Comics, and not just the comic books, but the movies as well. And I knew of him, knew who he was, but I've learned twice as much in the last 24 hours about Stan Lee than I knew coming in. So your thoughts on any of those things or anything else? The phone lines are open. Give me a call. Let's take our first call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish up from yesterday.
Okay. Where were we?
We were talking about the Browns.
Okay.
And what I wanted to touch on was you probably remember me calling and complaining about how during training camp and preseason they had moved Betonio, the left guard, over to left tackle, and they plugged the rookie Colbert in at left guard.
And I remember at the time Betonio said he really wasn't crazy about that idea, but he'd do it for the team.
Yeah, and Miles Garrett was saying how good he was at that, and he was getting better every practice. And then 4 days before the start of the season, they put this kid Harrison in, who was a rookie undrafted free agent who was injured and didn't play in didn't practice, and he didn't play in preseason. And I don't know whose bonehead move that was, whether it was Jackson or Haley, but we know the results. Tyrod Taylor got pummeled and ended up with concussion, and we had to put Mayfield in earlier than we wanted to. And Mayfield was the second most sacked quarterback in all the league, and he didn't play the first two games. And then when after, you know, they fired the coaches and Williams and Kitchens took over against Kansas City, they put this guy Robinson in place of Harrison. I think his first name is Craig, I'm not sure, but his last name was Robinson, I think. They put him at left tackle, and Mayfield only got sacked twice. And against the Falcons, Mayfield didn't get sacked at all. Of course, the Falcons' defense is really poor. So I just wanted to finish off with that from yesterday.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I don't know who did it, whether it was Kitchens or Williams that made that move to put Robinson in at left guard. But that's, you know, whoever did, kudos to him.
We're looking at things now through a lens of what is, and I don't think it's an overstatement to say that it was the Browns played their best football game in several years against the Falcons and looked good doing it. It was a spirited performance. So the question for me right now is with at least the interim coach that they have right now, Greg Williams, and those that they have on staff, can they maintain that intensity for the rest of the season? And from what I am hearing from some of the comments during the game, from some of the things that you've repeated, that you've heard, I think they can. I think that Jackson and Haley being dismissed and Greg Williams taking the approach that he has breathed some life back into the team. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, but most particularly taking out those players the players don't like to run. Putting them in, not only do you, as you pointed out yesterday, if they don't like the plays, chances are it's because they just don't do it very well. You tend to like the things to do the things that you're, the best at. Secondly, if you're doing what you like to do, I think it's human nature to give just a little bit more effort or oomph or try just a little bit harder if it's something that that everybody's on the same page with. And I'll give you that example from Sunday of, you know, Mayfield picked up that that drop ball. He could have just fallen on it, picked it up, and ran for another 5 or 6 yards. We can question whether that's a good idea or not for a rookie quarterback that the team is counting on to risk injury, but he did it.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on all that?
I think with Kitchens being a quarterback in college and Kitchens coming on there and saying, you know, hey, we're not running plays that we don't like, because as a quarterback myself, I didn't like running plays that I didn't like. So I think that's, you know, an attitude adjustment that we needed. And they also talked about, you know, the Falcons, they got a bad defense, but their offense is so powerful. Their offense scores more points than their defense gives up. And our defense not only shut down Julio Jones, but they have this guy called Sanu, I believe, and the rookie Ridley, which everybody wanted the Browns to draft. And with Julio Jones drawing double coverage, these other two receivers were getting a lot of balls. And we kind of shut them down. So we got the Bengals coming up, and who do they got besides A.J. Green? I don't know. So they're playing Baltimore next weekend. So I'm going to be watching the Cincinnati-Baltimore game, and I'm pretty sure we can take the Bengals.
Well, the Bengals are reeling right now. They just got shellacked. They lost by, how many points was it? I don't know, 30 or 40. They just got creamed last game they played. So they are reeling right now. They are going through some coaching changes as well. In fact, I'm sure you heard that they have hired Hugh Jackson back.
Yeah, I heard. And they don't know what capacity. They haven't given an official title yet.
But they also fired their defensive coordinator, which leads one to speculate. But they haven't. They have not announced in what capacity Hugh Jackson will fill for the Bengals.
I had one guy said, make a long story short, I told you about my satellite company and I lost all those ESPNs and NFL channels and stuff like that. What I did get was a regional sports package that gave me back that Cleveland station, the Cleveland sports station. So I got that back. But anyways, what one of the callers called in and said, well, they're probably going to make Hugh Jackson the defensive coordinator because he knows how to shut down an offense.
Wouldn't it be interesting to see Hugh Jackson wearing Bengals gear walking up and down the sidelines in those two games that the Browns have against the Bengals?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And, I mean, New Orleans, you know, handed the Bengals their hat. And they got to go against the Ravens next week. So, you know, that's going to be a tough game for them, too. And they'll probably come out with some injuries because that's one of them black and blue games. So I like what's going on. I just hope they can keep it up the rest of the year. So I hope it's not a fluke.
Well, and that's just where I am as well. I always try to temper my opinions by, this is a small sample size, and we're looking at things through the lens of that very well-played game against Atlanta on Sunday, but it was just one game. Will they be able to keep up the intensity? I think they will for the remainder of the season. The talent is there. There's a lot of they're still very young, and they are raw. But if they're on the same page and the coaching staff and the players are on the same page and they like what they're doing and they can play with that intensity, I think they might win at least a couple more games this season.
Yeah, that's my hope, too.
All right.
I'll let you get some other callers.
Okie doke. Thank you for calling. It is 9:20 8, and we can talk about Browns football if you would like. And Browns fans, feeling pretty good. This is the type of game that, you know, if you're a fan of the New England Patriots or the Saints or some other perennially good team, the type of game that you really hope to see out of your team every week. But the Browns finally got one of them. And the question now is, can they maintain that intensity and momentum? Browns interim coach Greg Williams, I think that's part of it. I suspected, or at least I had hoped, that with Hugh Jackson gone, that that would light a spark. Greg Williams, the interim coach, he's got nothing to lose. And except for one goofy play on Sunday, there was a wishbone-looking thing that he did, but the offense was not that terribly complex. And the comments that we're hearing from all angles is that simply throughout the plays that the players didn't like to run. So that will immediately endear yourself to your team and vice versa. So your thoughts on that. In the meantime, Hugh Jackson back in Cincinnati. The Bengals have not announced what his role will be for the Bengals. And however, the Bengals fired their defensive coordinator yesterday as well. So we've got those things to talk about. If there is something else that is on your mind, if you are a fan of comic books and the Marvel Universe and superheroes and want to talk about the legacy of Stan Lee, give me a call, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Now, I have at least a couple of friends that are avid comic book collectors and appreciate that Marvel Universe. I was never into, you know, the comic books or the Marvel Universe so much. Always enjoyed the movies. I was more of a Star Trek guy. That was the fictitious universe that I gravitated towards. But Stan Lee and his creations and his writing, he lived to be 95 years old, and heard some of his comments yesterday, and one I'm going to paraphrase, but it resonated. I don't remember the exact words, but that had to do with something to the effect that he said he used to feel a little bit guilty about making a good living in the world of entertainment. That's what comic books and movies are. But then he went on to talk about the importance of entertainment. And, you know, imagine a world without entertainment. And we often characterize entertainment, whether it's comic books or football games or rock concerts, as unnecessary fluff in our lives, but I would maintain, along with the spirit of Stan Lee, that entertainment is very important. So what are your thoughts? We bond with each other over entertainment. We imagine possibilities maybe that we don't typically see in real life. So what are your thoughts on all that? If you want to talk about Stan Lee, give me a call. If you do have some thoughts on the Browns or football, we can do that. If you would like to talk about the election, the 2020 election or the 2018 election, we can do that. Democrats are continuing to chalk up victories in midterm elections, giving the party opposing President Donald Trump more to cheer about than originally thought on election night. The latest congressional seat to flip came with the Democrat Kyrsten Sinema's win in Arizona's Senate race. In the House, Democrats have picked up at least 32 seats and lead in races for four more. The overall results in the first nationwide election of the Trump presidency represent the Democrats' best midterm performance since 1974, when that year's midterm elections followed the Watergate scandal and President Richard Nixon's resignation. Trump and his allies are discounting the Democratic victories, pointing to GOP successes in Republican-leaning states, particularly in Senate races the Democrats had hoped to win. 9:32 is the time. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. So we have all those things to talk about and much, much more. Give me a call and let me know what is on your mind today. And do want to remind you once again about the 50 Plus Expo. It is coming up this Thursday, 2 days away. So set aside some time. There's going to be a lot of people there. And we've been doing this for 24 years now. So it's a much of a big social event as anything else. It's this Thursday, November the 15th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Once again at the Coshocton Village and Suites, Village Inn and Suites. It's sponsored in part by the Coshocton Regional Medical Center. Everyone is welcome to attend. So if you're over 50, yeah, you don't have to leave the kids at home. Everybody can come on out. Admission is free. It's going to be a lot of fun. It always is. There'll be a Sunday bar courtesy of Whitt's Frozen Custard. It's the WTNS 50 Plus Expo at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites this Thursday, November the 15th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Some of the participating businesses and organizations, Nick Schmidt of Home Loan Financial Services will be there. Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home will be there as well. Signature Healthcare will be there. Coshocton Coffee Connection, Community Hospice of Coshocton, and Kids America. That's the 50 Plus Expo this Thursday at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites. Phone lines are open. Give me a call.
You can save up to $300 during Serta's Instant Savings event at Wilson Carpet and Furniture. Purchase an iComfort mattress and customize your sleep experience with a Serta adjustable base. Savings vary by model and size. Also save on Serta Perfect Sleepers and White Dove two-sided mattresses, now through December 1st. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street.
Hey folks, I'm Brian Olinger here for A1 Kennel Care. These days, running takes me far away from home more often than not during the racing season. So while running at major events like the Olympic Trials or abroad in Europe, my wife and I board our two boxers, Cassius and Lily, at A1 Kennel Care. Even though we now live in Westerville, I still continue to drive right past many other kennels because I'm completely confident they receive the best care available right here in Coshocton. If you'd like to have peace of mind while you're away, you should board your pets at A1 Kennel Care too. Call 622-4443 today.
Join us at Statements, your Paul Mitchell Salon, Monday, November 19th, 5 to 7 p.m. Get everyone on your Christmas list something they will use and love. 25% off all Paul Mitchell products. 20% off all Paul Mitchell thermal tools, like irons and dryers. Blowout pedicure, tanning, and permanent cosmetic specials with gift certificates available. Just by joining Statements, you'll be entered to win a $200 NeuroCell hot set with heat protectant products. So come on over, bring a friend, check all those people off your list, and save big. November 19th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Statements, 501 East Main Street in West Lafayette, your Paul Mitchell Salon.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. Chiropractic helps athletes perform better by removing the interference on the nervous system, improves flexibility, increases blood flow, and decreases the chance of injury. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Carol Goffin Associates Real Estate. When you consider a real estate transaction, buying or selling, you deserve personal and professional service. Don't risk your largest asset to just anyone. At Carol Goffin Associates, they are big enough to serve you, but small enough to care. Stop by their local office at 535 Main Street in Coshocton or call them at 622-SOLD.
Cloudy and cold today with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 20s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Right now it is 38 degrees in downtown Coshocton. And I've mentioned potential Democratic candidates for president in 2020. And the wildfires in California. We have talked some Cleveland Browns football, and it's funny that the Browns just have 3 wins on the season, and the level of optimism that Browns fans have right now. The Browns have this coming weekend off, and then they will face the Cincinnati Bengals. And that should be good. I agree with our last caller. I think the Browns can take the Bengals, and it'll be a bye week. It'll be an opportunity for everybody to get healthy, maybe regroup after an emotional win, and figure out what they need to do to keep up that intensity. So give me a call. We can talk some Browns football if you would like, or Buckeyes football. The Buckeyes are favorites over Maryland this weekend, but the way that the Buckeyes have played over the last few weeks, some cause for concern. Every game could be a trap game. But just two more games left in the regular season, and there are those that speculate that, well, if the Buckeyes win out, that they'll be right back, jump right back in the mix for the Final Four. Counter that with it's not out of the question for the Big Ten to be excluded from the Final Four. So give me, especially with Notre Dame in the picture. Notre Dame and Independent, and if they win out, that means only, assuming that you just pick one team, only three of the major conferences that will be represented. The SEC, almost certainly. You know, what about the Big Ten? What about the Big 12? Well, Pac 12, they might have something to say as well. So we can chat about that if you like. However, you know, what else can the Buckeyes do except win every game and hope for the best? But don't look past Maryland. And then it'll be that team up north. And should the Browns take care, the Buckeyes take care of business in both of those games, then they will play Northwestern for the Big Ten championship. That just doesn't sound right, does it? But Northwestern already are the champions of the Big Ten West. So we can talk some sports if you would like. Postseason awards. We had a caller last week that was asking about them. The postseason awards are starting to come in, including the rookies of the year yesterday. Los Angeles Angels two-way star Shohei Ohtani was voted American League Rookie of the Year after becoming the first player since Babe Ruth with 10 homers and 4 pitching wins in the same season. So it would seem like he'd be more at home in the National League, and he even battled some injuries this year, could have had even bigger numbers, but both proficient at pitching and hitting, slugging. In the National League, Atlanta Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. was the overwhelming pick, easily beating Washington outfielder Juan Soto. So your thoughts on any of those things or anything else? The phone lines are dark, and I'm counting on you to light them up right now.
Looking for a job that you'll love? Hi, I'm Corey, an architectural engineering technology grad from Central Ohio Technical College. Getting my associate degree from COTC gave me the knowledge and skills to step right into a career after graduation. Now I've got a great job that I love as a junior designer. Get on the fast track to a job that you'll love. Visit cotc.edu/discover today. Central Ohio Technical College, education that pays.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. If you are considering selling your property, simply give me a call. If you have questions about the whole marketing process, simply give me a call. If you would like a fair market appraisal of your property, simply give me a call. Remember, there is no substitute for a good, experienced, professional real estate agent. Just give me a call. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. Remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
There's coffee. Then there's the kind of great coffee you don't find every day. But wait, you can find it every day at McDonald's. And now any size hot coffee is just $1 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. It's coffee made with 100% Arabica beans, expertly roasted and brewed fresh. Yes, any size hot coffee is just $1, only on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu for a limited time only. participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
If you are working in the healthcare field and are ready to advance your career, now's the perfect time to enhance your credentials with a master's degree in healthcare administration from Ohio Dominican University. Because ODU's healthcare administration master's degree is available 100% online, you can complete your graduate degree virtually anytime, anywhere. In a hurry? Our accelerated format allows you to earn your master's in as few as 18 months. Learn more about our online healthcare administration master's degree and all of our online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/radio.
If you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, explore all your treatment options, including CyberKnife. CyberKnife is just 5 treatments, not the typical 40 or more for other treatments. CyberKnife is non-invasive with minimal risk of side effects like impotence and incontinence. Our CyberKnife team is committed to helping you decide the right treatment for your prostate cancer. It's your prostate, your cancer, and your choice. Call us at 1-888-CYBER-ME or visit our website at yourcanceryourchoice.com. Columbus CyberKnife is a service of Mount Carmel. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there is no guarantee you will experience these results.
This is Haley from Haley's Floral Studio. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Let me help freshen up your dinner table with a custom-designed floral centerpiece from Haley's Floral Studio. We will create and deliver a Thanksgiving centerpiece just for you. Give us a call at 740-295-9100 or stop by. We're located next to Hannah Marie's Bakery. Now, here's the weather.
Cloudy and cold today with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Currently in downtown Coshocton, it is 38 degrees. So Shohei Ohtani from the Angels is the American League Rookie of the Year. Atlanta Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr., National League Rookie of the Year. Today, they will announce the managers of the year, so we will know later today. And as much as I am glad that Terry Francona is the manager of the Indians, the way that they fizzled in the playoffs this year, I don't know that he'll be in the mix. However, you know, like I said, I'm glad that we've got him. Tomorrow, it'll be the Cy Young Awards that are announced, and the Indians, Corey Kluber would have to be considered a dark horse. If you look at the statistics, one guy stands out in each league, Jacob deGrom of the Mets in the National League, Blake Snell of the Rays, both with sub-2 ERAs. So I think Snell will be the easy winner in the American League. Then Thursday, they will announce the most valuable player. So that's what we've got coming up with football. We do have a caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones now. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning. I just wanted to say how much I appreciated Gary Baker's talk about the White Album and the Beatles. And I was hoping maybe you could have him on again sometime.
Well, are you talking about at the museum last week, or are you talking about on Saturday morning with me, or both?
Well, actually both, but I actually attended the museum. That was my first time to see the museum, and you got quite a gem there with the Roscoe Village there.
Well, and appreciate you saying that, and it is a gem, and I'm glad that you got to come out and enjoy it. Gary, I would love to have him back again sometime. There are always anniversaries of different things, but he knows, as I'm sure that you heard there at the museum, if you want to know something about the Beatles, he's the guy to ask.
Yeah, he has a tremendous amount of information, and in the 2-hour show there, he still had stuff he could say, but it was just amazing.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you having him on.
Well, but to answer your question, yes, we would love to have Gary back in the future if he's willing to do so.
Okay, well, take care. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling in. 9:47 is the time, and it was, a couple of weeks ago, Gary Baker, that we affectionately call our Beatles aficionado, made a presentation on the 50th anniversary of the release of the Beatles' White Album, and a lot of the background information on the songs and how the album came together. And, you know, if you hear one of Gary's presentations and then you listen to the music afterwards, it adds a whole new dimension to what's already wonderful music. So, for example, there's a cut on the Beatles' White Album called Savoy Truffle, And that was one that I always considered, you know, kind of a throwaway song, you know, a good song, but not one of the best on a great album. I learned that it was all about candy and Eric Clapton's habit of eating candy. If you listen to the lyrics, they're all about different types of candy. Learned that from Gary a couple of weeks ago. So it is the 50th anniversary of the release of the White Album. I have really three albums that are close to what I consider my favorite Beatles albums, and the White Album is one of them. But I would have to say, if I was going to sit down in the afternoon, I had to pick one Beatles album to listen to, that would be the one, the White Album. Abbey Road, a great album as well. And, of course, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And I appreciate that one as much as the historical significance as a move towards album-oriented rock versus just singles and concept albums as well. So they changed the direction of how bands recorded albums, but the White Album remains my favorite. What's yours? Give me a call. We have open phone lines up until 11 this morning. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give back to your community, make a difference in somebody's life, or a positive impact on others? Then CAMP may be for you. CAMP is a cross-age mentoring program brought to you by the Coshocton Community Center in conjunction with Ohio University. CAMP pairs high school students with elementary school students ranging from 4th, 5th, and 6th grade for sessions one Saturday a month for 6 hours. CAMP provides mentors with the tools and training to help guide their mentees as they grow to be more connected with themselves, peers, friends, family, and community. Become a mentor today and change a life. For more information, contact the Coshocton Community Center at the number 740-575-5178 or visit our Facebook page.
It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season only at the Ram Black Friday sales event. Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $309 a month for 24 months with $3,442 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through U.S. Bank. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12/3/18.
Hello, I'm Kathy Hudson, and November is National Hospice Month. At Community Hospice of Coshocton, a nonprofit organization, our staff and volunteers have provided professional services to thousands of patients and their families facing end-of-life issues. We have served patients in our community since 1986 and encourage you to contact us with your questions. Community Hospice of Coshocton, providing peace, hope, and compassion at the end of life.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb.
You're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks.
Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour.
Better watch out for that guardrail.
So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
Call Coshocton Allstate agent Taylor Insurance and Financial today. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
At Century National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new Priority Series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, but because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Century National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC. CenturyNationalBank.com.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
You could see a plump old guy in a Speedo at 4 a.m. walking a donkey.
You could see David Copperfield, Rod Stewart, or the Blue Man Group.
You could see things we can't even share on the air. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Michelle from Dean's Jewelry here, and if you love Vegas and all its sights and sounds, you'll love this. Tell them, Noah.
When you spend $499 and up Black Friday weekend at Dean's Jewelry, we're going to throw in a Vegas vacation for free.
Get your flights and accommodations on the Strip for free.
Choose from MGM Grand, Monte Carlo, Luxor, or the New York, New York, and get two Cirque du Soleil tickets to top it all off.
Black Friday weekend is a great time to shop for gifts you'll cherish forever at a great price and get a free Vegas vacation, baby.
It's Viva Las Vegas Black Friday weekend at Dean's Jewelry in Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
The ring, it comes from Dean's Jewelry.
It is 9:54. The phone lines are open, and let's toss this into the mix here today from today's Cyber Corner. And read the story, and I'll offer a few thoughts. I'd like to hear yours. People who keep tabs on the Internet are trying to pin down who was involved in a diversion that ended up rerouting traffic through Russia and China yesterday. The cyber tampering disrupted several Google services. Network service companies say the outage lasted nearly 2 hours and ended about 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. Google confirmed the disruption on a network status page, but said it believed the cause wasn't on their end. The diversion technique used is called a border getaway protocol hijacking. There'll be a quiz later. It can knock essential services offline and make it easier to spy on users and steal financial data. Most network traffic to Google services is encrypted, which shields it from prying eyes, even if diverted. So, what are your thoughts on that? And with all the strife and issues in our society, in our country, in our world today, this is one that I don't know that we talk about enough with our dependence on internet communication and our dependence on computers and how our data is stored. Every once in a while we hear stories about a virus getting loose or personal data being compromised. The big one with Equifax a couple of years ago. But what if that something catastrophic is unleashed on the Internet, that lessens our ability to function even more than this one yesterday? Give me a call and let me know what you think about that. And with Internet security and cyber spying and cyber warfare, it's a lot of smart people going at it, and it's a matter of the good guys keeping a step ahead of the bad guys. And do you think that that will always happen? Give me a call. I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 o'clock. We'll be back in just a moment.
I'm the king.
No, I'm the king.
I'm the king of this land. I was here first.
If you're the king, then I'm the prince.
For most farmers in the Eastern Corn Belt, corn is king, but soybeans are next in line. And if you're looking to bring home higher yields and more returns on your soybeans, see why more farmers around here are planting Seed Consultants. With great service, top genetics, and varieties bred for ground like yours, Seed Consultant soybeans are simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at SeedConsultants.com.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
It's the holiday kickoff sale at Keim Lumber in Charm, Ohio, November 23rd and 24th. Save 15% off all stock items in these departments. Bargain Nook, Exotic Woodshed, Tools, Flooring, Hardware, Kitchen, Paint and Housewares, Lawn and Garden, and Plumbing and Electrical. On an in-stock, regular-priced items only. Rain check on most items. Does not apply to special orders. Cash and carry includes check and credit card. Free gift wrapping. The holiday kickoff sale. November 23rd and 24th. Save 15%. Keim Lumber, stay Route 557 in Charm or KeimLumber.com.
Everybody buckle up. Buckle up. Buckle up. Buckle up.
Everybody, buckle up. Everybody, buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, can we get some ice cream?
Buckle up. Come in. Everybody, buckle up.
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but remember, you're in control. Stand firm. Only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Weather forecast says cloudy and cold today with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, with highs in the mid-30s. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, near steady temperatures in the upper 20s. Thursday, cloudy with a chance of rain showers in the morning, and rain showers likely in the afternoon, cold with highs in the mid-30s, chance of rain 70%. It's currently 38 downtown. This is WTNS-FM. Coshocton, Ohio, it's 10 o'clock.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Watch for Amazon to announce later today that it's splitting its headquarters between two cities, New York and Crystal City, Virginia, outside Washington. 50,000 jobs. Amazon says they'll pay an average of more than $100,000 a year. But Jonathan Weston of the group called New York Communities for Change says this will increase rents and displace other workers.
There's no reason that we should be offering up, I think it was rumored, $1 billion in subsidy dollars for them to come here. And on top of that, they're also asking for a lot of other public benefits.
Julie Samuels of the group called Tech New York City, which tries to attract tech companies, says these are good jobs and New Yorkers need them. And so does New York.
I'm also hopeful that with Amazon's reported expansion, there'll be increased political will to fix some of the infrastructure challenges.
Those California wildfires have now killed 44 people, and they're still searching for human remains. Cal Fire Battalion Chief Matt Wallen says his home in Northern California near the devastated town of Paradise survived, but many homes in his neighborhood did not.
It's tough being in a small neighborhood like I live in, and a lot of the homeowners, close to half, lost their home. And about half made it through.
They're unsure at the moment how many people are missing in the fire in Northern California. In Southern California, hundreds of homes are in ashes, and firefighters have been struggling to contain the Woolsey fire. CNN is suing President Trump, this word just in, demanding reporter Jim Acosta be allowed to return to the White House. The White House withdrew his press credentials after some heated questioning during a recent White House news conference. CNN says it alleges in its suit that Acosta and CNN's First and Fifth Amendment rights are being violated. This is AP Radio News. Opening statements are scheduled to be underway now in New York in the trial of El Chapo Guzman, the accused leader of the Sinaloa drug smuggling cartel. This morning, Drew Hogan, a former DEA agent who was among those who captured El Chapo 4 years ago in Mexico, remembered the moment when they got him.
We locked eyes there for a split second, and I said, what's up, Chapo?
He told the Today Show.
He's really become this, you know, larger-than-life legend responsible for a lot of violence, a lot of killings.
Drew Hogan's new book is called Hunting El Chapo. Authorities in Germany suspect a nurse of killing six elderly patients and attempting to kill at least three more after he admitted to injecting them with diabetes medication. The suspect is alleged to have sought out vulnerable patients in other temporary jobs in order to steal their belongings. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
It is 38 degrees in Coshocton. We do have open phone lines up until 11 this morning to talk about whatever is on your mind. A lot to digest there in the AP News. We've talked about some Browns football this morning with our one of our callers. We've talked about the Beatles with another one of our callers. And the Beatles, my favorite band of all time. Beach Boys would be number two. And I don't know. A lot of others tied for third. So give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. We can talk a little bit about the White Album or the 50th anniversary of the White Album. We can talk about cybersecurity. We can talk about the election, last week's election, or the election 2 years from now. Or we can talk about Stan Lee, the man who created much of the Marvel Comics universe, the comic books and the characters and the superheroes and their powers, and made cameos in many of the movies as well. So share your thoughts. I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 o'clock. Those are potential topics, but a lot of other things that we can chat about. I'd like to hear from you. 740-622-1560. A new report finds that fewer international students are heading to U.S. colleges. The number of newly arriving foreign students fell by 7% in fall of 2017, making the second year of declines after at least 12 years of growth. The findings come from the Institute of International Education and the State Department. Officials behind the study primarily blame sharper competition from other countries, including Australia and Canada. But some schools contacted by the Associated Press say the political climate in the U.S. has made students abroad feel unwelcome. Most of the losses come from Saudi Arabia, South Korea, and Mexico, while China and India continue to send large numbers. So what do you make of that? Give me a call. Phone lines are dark, and I need you to light them up. We need to get started to this hour, 740-622-1560. Had the story there in the AP News about Amazon. It appears that it is going to double down on its decision, having two cities serve as their secondary hub. One area said to be in the running is New York's Long Island City and Crystal City, Virginia, located near Washington, D.C. And Columbus, Ohio, have been on that short list of about, 15 or 20 cities. And it does not appear that Columbus is still in the running. And approximately 50,000 jobs were said to be in play for Amazon's new facilities and growth. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. We can talk about the holidays, and we're starting to see more and more signs of the holidays. More and more holiday TV commercials are trickling in. Yeah, we've got the lights up on the trees on Main Street here in Coshocton, and we are just a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving. And how about that? There are those that are of the mindset that let's not start getting ready for Christmas until after Thanksgiving. And I used to think that there was, some validity to that. However, if somebody gets in the Christmas spirit, if Christmas and the holiday season lifts your spirits that much, why not start celebrating and getting ready and making preparations in mid-November. And lift your spirits a little early. Who knows, maybe next year we can start getting ready a couple of weeks earlier, the year after that, a little bit earlier, and then in a couple of decades, it'll be Christmas all year long. It's 8 minutes after 10. Phone lines are open. I'd like to hear from you. For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
When it comes to my weed control, I know a head start can go a long way. That's why I spray early, so I can keep control all season long with a Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system that makes the difference. This is my field.
Choose the Roundup Ready Extend crop system for control of more weeds than any other soybean system. Featuring Extendamax herbicide with vapor grip technology to manage tough-to-control weeds, including up to 14 days of soil activity, along with the field-proven performance of Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Now you have the right tools to extend your weed control and extend your yield with the system that makes the difference. Learn how you can put the system to work in your field when you visit RoundupReadyExtend.com. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Performance may vary. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific requirements in your state.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. We offer sports-specific care plans tailored to each athlete's condition for optimum recovery. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
Did you know 211 is available in Coshocton County? What is 211? It's the free phone number to dial to reach the Information and Referral Center for services available in Coshocton County. Phones are answered by trained professionals any time of day or night, 365 days a year, connecting you to all the assistance available here in our county. If you don't know where to turn, call 211.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
It is 11 minutes after 10, and, all the phone lines are open. So give me a call and let me know what is on your mind today. A lot of directions that we could go. And Sunday was Veterans Day, and there was a celebration in Coshocton yesterday and other places. So if you'd like to talk about Veterans Day and talk about the contribution of our veterans, we can do that. There was photos that were circulating on the internet about a veterans memorial. It's located in Arizona, a town called Anthem, Arizona, and it has consists of five white pillars, and each of the pillar has a circular or elliptical opening that slants downward towards the Great Seal of the United States. And on Veterans Day, and a little bit before and after Veterans Day, but on Veterans Day, November the 11th of each year, the design allows the sun's rays to spotlight the Great Seal of the United States at precisely 11:11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And only on that date and that time. And first of all, when I saw those photos, I'm like, why am I just finding out about this? Well, it is only 7 years old. It was dedicated in 2011. So Sunday would have been only the 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, the eighth time that that had happened. But I thought, what a, and first of all, amazing tribute to our veterans. And secondly, it took some brain power. It took some thinking to design a memorial in such a way, harkening back to the days of the sundial. And it's pretty cool. So I've watched some videos and learned a little bit more about it. And one of the things that went through my mind is that, well, what if Arizona finally decides that they want to observe daylight saving time? Well, we're not in daylight saving time right now, so unless those dates change, that won't factor into it. Another consideration is leap year discrepancies between the official calendar and astronomical calendar, which happens on occasion every 4 years. The effect can be observed at least one day before or after Veterans Day as well. So they made the ellipses large enough, if you will, to allow for leap years and any of those changes. I just thought it was an extraordinary memorial. And I had somebody ask if I'd ever been there. And, well, no, I had just found out about it. But as it turns out, the last time I was in Arizona was just a few weeks before the memorial was dedicated. So have you ever been there? The Anthem Veterans Memorial, 740-622-1560. If you do want to talk about Veterans Day from any other angle, by all means, give me a call. It's a quarter after 10. Let's take our next phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
I just got through with my traveling here recently that I told you earlier I was going to do out west.
Okay, let's hear all about it.
All right, flew into Las Vegas, spent 3 days there, did get to do the dam tour this time. When I was there 5 years ago, everything was closed off over there.
You say you did get to do it?
Yeah, so went down in the dam where they generate the electric and all that. It was really interesting.
Okay.
Nice tour on that. I would recommend it. We did Cirque du Soleil with the Beatles.
Now I'm jealous.
Really enjoyed that. If you haven't ever seen it,
I would love to see it. I'm a little bit jealous because I want to see that. I made some preliminary plans 2 or 3 years ago that never materialized. So was it pretty good?
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, I can't even comprehend how they came up with the concept.
Have you ever seen a Cirque du Soleil show before?
I've only seen little bits and pieces. There was something on TV once.
Okay, yeah, me too.
Yeah, but no, to be there, my wife had got the tickets way early, so we was only four rows back from the stage. And two to three sides of the stage you can get up pretty close to, but it just, it was phenomenal. I don't know how they came up with the idea and then the way they executed it.
Yeah.
There's just stuff going on around you completely. Things going on. The stage pieces would come up out of the stage and it would go down into a pit. And then they did this psychedelic thing where it was some sort of a very linen-y type cloth. And I don't know. It covered the whole audience. You had to hold your hands to keep it off your head. And then the lights were above it, reflecting through on you. And this cloth was huge. It would have covered several houses. It was that big, and it went out, and then they took it away from you, and it was real lightweight stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did some other stuff. I did not go to Pawn Stars, went by it, and that building was even smaller than I'd been told. And I didn't want to wait in line.
Is that in Vegas?
Yeah. Yeah, I went and did some other things in Vegas, enjoyed that. I finally got over into Old Vegas this time, spent a day over there.
Did you go on the Fremont Street then?
Yeah, I was over in that area, yeah.
With the canopy over the streets, with the lights?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Then we drove across Arizona, went to Sedona, very interesting, did a little light type hiking over there.
Had you ever been to Sedona before?
No.
That's one of my, as far as beautiful spots in the country, that's one of my favorites.
I'll have to agree with you on that. We spent quite a bit of time there. And then it rained real hard, which is kind of unusual in Arizona. When they get rain, it's above and beyond what I'm used to. We couldn't go to Joshua Tree. All the roads were flooded except for one, and it was too far out of our way to try. But we went just different places. Then we went to Desert Palm and all in that area of California. Stayed there for a day or so. It was really nice. In Temecula, that would be Southern California's answer to Sonoma and Napa Valley. Went to four vineyards there, and it was really a good experience. Also, if you're into that sort of thing,
yeah,
food and wine.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to go to San Diego, but just kind of got tired of traveling, so I spent 3 full days in Huntington Beach area, and I was very impressed. I didn't know what to expect there, and it was. They had a Taco Tuesday where they closed off about 6 blocks downtown, and they had vendors along the streets, and the bars and the restaurants were open, and they had bands playing. It was really a good atmosphere to be in. I enjoyed it.
And now the Grand Canyon was part of your tour, wasn't it?
Yeah. The other thing, Grand Canyon, we went ahead and did the helicopter deal. We had the tickets ahead of time for that, and I would do it again. Absolutely. It changed your whole perspective. You know, I'd hike down in the canyon, which changed your perspective.
Yeah.
And then when you fly in there in a helicopter, it changes it again. So it was quite the experience.
Most of us, myself included, have only seen it from the rim. I've never hiked down into it or taken a helicopter. Do you remember flying to about 20 years ago to Los Angeles, and we flew over the Grand Canyon and could see it clearly from the aircraft? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, this was a Airbus C-110. It's not a military helicopter at all. It's a jet, and it's got 180 degree viewing, and it's got room for 8 people, counting the pilot. And there was only 7 of us in there, and he was taking us to the canyon, and he was pointing out we were over top of the largest ponderosa pine forest in North America. And it was like looking down at 3D into the trees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And there was these 2 girls from Amsterdam, young girls. They was traveling. And one of them asked him how fast we were going. He said, well, we're just cruising about 140. And it didn't seem, you know, it didn't feel like it or seem like it at all.
Yeah.
And then when they take you down into the canyon, they slow down to about 90. And we didn't go too far into there because they don't go in where people are below and that sort of thing. You know, I don't know how they license that, but it's a good deal. You wouldn't want all that noise down in there if you was, you know, hiking and stuff.
Yeah. Now, it held eight people. Were there at any times, I don't know how you feel about flying, but were there any parts of it that made you nervous?
No, it was relatively quiet and relatively smooth for a helicopter, I guess, because I've never been in one, but I've heard a lot of stories about them. But it was very, very nice, and you got a headset on and you're strapped in, and I wasn't a bit queasy about it. It was a top rate outfitter that we went to. There was like 4 companies up on the top of that mountain or hill we was on, I guess.
Did you land anywhere down in the canyon?
No, we didn't get into that. The
okay.
Weather, they'd had trouble with the weather earlier that day, so they had to they cut down the amount of time you were in the air. We were in the air about 40 minutes. It was originally about an hour, but they'd had trouble with weather. And I know 3 days later, I'd seen on my Facebook or pictures, they'd had snow and ice in that same area we'd just been at. And when we was there, it was 60, 70, you know, bright and sunny and really, really nice. So
mm-hmm.
We dodged a bullet on that one. So I don't know. I went to Laguna Beach, too. I knew some people that used to live in Ohio. They were out there vacationing and hooked up with them for an afternoon. So it was a good experience. I don't know what I'm going to do next year. I have to come up with something. I'm always open to suggestions.
Oh, well, I'm always willing to give them. What kind of Any ballpark ideas of parts of the country or parts of the world you'd like to explore?
Well, yeah, I really like to do Yellowstone. That's going to be a big trip. It'll be two or three weeks there, I think, to do how I want to do it.
Now, did you fly out on the one that you just took?
Yeah. Flew into Vegas and then drove across Arizona and Nevada into California. And then when I left, we went to Long Beach and caught at the airport there and had to fly to Oakland. And I assumed the last time I'd done anything like that after I went from Oakland to Los Angeles, and they just had you in one of them little puddle jumper jets, you know.
Yeah.
Well, this time it has 737 sitting there waiting for us.
Uh-huh.
Apparently about half the people on there commute. I mean, that's a little crazy to me. I don't understand it. I mean, it took more time to get in the air and get down than it did to be in the air, you know. So I thought that was kind of strange. But I guess things, you know, they're a lot different out there than we are here in Ohio.
Yeah, but different spots all over the country. Yellowstone, I've never flown out there and visited Yellowstone. I've been to the park three or four times in my life. That'd be three times. And every time it was driving out. Seems like a long drive, and it is. But once you get across the middle of the United States, there's lots of places to stop and see. If you like road trip style travel, you get that get up in the morning, get that first day behind you, then you can visit the Black Hills in South Dakota and other places and things to see and do across Wyoming as well. You got Grand Teton National Park. It's just south of Yellowstone. You visit one, you pretty much have to visit the other.
Yeah.
And and you could always dip down to some of the surrounding states as well. Beautiful part of the country. Lodging that they have in Yellowstone is rather expensive, but there are some, you know, West Yellowstone and other places that close by where you can get more affordable lodging, and then plan day trips into the park if you choose to do that. But Yellowstone, that's a place I'd definitely recommend. A lot better if you get good weather for that, to see the geysers and all the scenery, but the scenery is stunning.
Well, I kind of figured I'd do it somewhere between June and no later than the last week of September, from what I've heard about the weather.
That would be good advice, yes.
Yeah. At any rate, just wanted to see how things were going. I didn't get to catch at the Beatles thing over there at the museum. Sounded like it was a good time.
It was. We had a pretty good turnout, and it was Gary Baker, he's been on the Saturday morning show with me a few times, a couple of times, just in the last year. And if you want to know anything Beatles, he's the guy to talk to. One more thing, you mentioned, we just kind of brushed over this, the tour of the Hoover Dam. Can you share a little bit more detail on that?
Well, let's just say their security is quite tight.
That's what I was wondering.
My wife had a little bitty Swiss Army knife. She used it for like a keychain, had it in her purse.
I have lost two of those in security checkpoints over the years.
You know, we've flown. I didn't know she carried the knife with her, because I always leave my knives in the vehicle or in the luggage when I'm flying and stuff.
And the blade's about an inch long.
Yeah, she's went through TSA checks, I don't know, many times, but she didn't get through that dam. They got down in there and they said, no, you can't take that. She says, well, can I get it back later? And he said, no, you can take it back to your vehicle now, but we don't give anything back. They're all destroyed. So she took her keys off of it and reluctantly gave it up, because where we were waiting, it was 45 minutes to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want to lose the 45 minutes.
Sure.
So I can buy her another knife, you know. But, it was... it's understandable, but it certainly was an experience down in there. It was, I'd highly recommend it. We got to do two out of three things that they'd offer a tour on, and the one was due to some kind of construction. We couldn't go there. But
was the security visible throughout the entire tour, or was it just getting in?
Just getting in.
Okay.
But I'm sure the tour guide, they probably keep an eye on you. It was kind of like, I went to the Denver Mint about 3 or 4 years ago, and security was very tight there. But when you went in there, you had a guide in front, and then you had an armed guard behind you, each group, as you went through that place.
Yeah.
So they pride themselves on having never been robbed. And I think there's cameras clear around the place, out on the streets. You could park anywhere on the street around that Mint, and I think you don't have to worry about anything coming up missing.
Yeah.
Because you just felt like the eyes were watching, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, well, I'll talk to you another time.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call today, and thanks for the report.
Yeah.
It is 10:28. We do have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock of this morning, and a caller taking a trip to the American Southwest, went to Sedona. We didn't talk much about Sedona, but the big red rocks, a lot of the old westerns, some of the John Wayne westerns were shot near Sedona. When you see the buttes and the red rocks and the things that remind you of the American Southwest and, you know, Roadrunner and the coyote. So give me a call. Let me know what you think about Sedona. If you do want to talk about travel, we can do that. If you shared any of our callers' experiences, it's funny you mentioned a little red Swiss Army knife. I've got one on my keychain. I've had one for years, and it has let's see, one blade on it. It has a pair of scissors and a little screwdriver type tool and a nail file, which I. No, this one doesn't have a nail file on it. I was going to say, which I never use. Yes, it does have a nail file. It's part of the screwdriver tool, and it has a pair of tweezers and toothpick on it. And there are, you know, probably about 10 or 12 bucks. And the first one I had taken away from me, it was the year after 9/11. So security was high everywhere, and there was a Six Flags park just... It was, let's see, Darien Lake, I think it was called. I don't think it's there anymore. Or if it is, it's changed hands. Anyway, it was me and my two kids. And similar thing with our last caller. There was a line to get in. And when I got there, I said, you can't take this little knife into this amusement park. Again, this was just a year or two after 9/11. So the choice was take it back out to the car and get back at the end of the line or... give it up, and I gave up the knife. And the second one was at a TSA checkpoint in the airport, either Columbus or Pittsburgh, and I forgot to put it in my shaving kit. That's the strategy these days, and I had to give that one up. Now, they do give you the opportunity to, there they did at the time, give you the opportunity to have it mailed back to you at your cost. And didn't want to go through that process, so I lost that one as well. And I've gotten pretty good with the one I'm holding right now. I'm trying to think how long I've had it. It's been, you know, probably pretty close to over 10 years. Yeah, just got to remember to put it in the shaving kit before flying. All right, it is 10:31. The phone lines are open. If you do want to talk about travel at all, and I have gotten into cruising here the last couple of years and looking at the possibility of cruising again sometime here in the next few months. So if you've ever been to any of the cruise ports in the Caribbean, give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. If you are a proponent or maybe cruising is not for you, I'd like to hear from you as well. And I waited until age 53 before ever cruising, mainly because of my propensity for seasickness, motion sickness, and an intense fear. I've had motion sickness very bad, short periods of time on small boat rides and amusement rides and those 3D things where you put the glasses on and it plays tricks with your mind and the stage moves around while the film's in front of you. Flight simulators. There was a ride in Vegas I got sick on. There was one in Gatlinburg. I don't know if it's still there or not. It's called Ripley's 4D Adventure or something to that effect. And I couldn't even walk after that one. And you're thinking, Mike, why do you keep doing this? Well, it didn't always happen, but would happen about 50% of the time. Furthermore, I would try things like Bonine and Dramamine and all that, thinking, well, I'll be okay for 5 minutes, and nothing ever worked. And recently I learned of it's a prescription product, and I believe it's called Transderm Scope. You got to go to your doctor and talk to your doctor, but it's a patch that you put behind your ear, and it worked. And the story about how I knew definitively that it was helping me is it's kind of a gross story, but suffice to say I learned in Alaska that it worked and started cruising shortly after that, haven't had a bit of trouble. It is 10:33. Phone lines are open. We can talk about the travel if you would like. Caribbean cruises. Have you been to Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao, Barbados, St. Martin, St. Kitts and Nevis, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico? Give me a call, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Those are the phone numbers, and I'd like to talk to you. And a reminder, some of the other things that we have talked about with our callers, or that we've mentioned, last week's election, we haven't had much discussion about the election. I've mentioned it several times and read some stories. We have particularly Democrats that are announcing, or at least hinting, that they might run against President Trump in 2020. And looks like it's going to be a crowded field. So we can talk about that if you'd like. We did talk, of course, about the Cleveland Browns. And Browns fans feeling pretty good. A little extra spring in the step after their win last Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. A very convincing win. And even the story I had this morning characterize it as their best win in years. And I would have to agree with that. Their two wins this year before Sunday were close ones. And some of their other wins over the past several years, there were none last year, were close ones as well, where they might have gotten a little lucky. This time they went out and played well and outplayed another very good team in the Atlanta Falcons. So we all hope that that's a sign of things to come. And then there's the Buckeyes. They did beat Michigan State on Saturday, but they moved down a point in the AP poll. So what are your thoughts on the Buckeyes? There is a school of thought that if the Buckeyes win out, that they will go to the, they'll be one of the final four. And there is a chance that they will. I haven't sat down and looked at analyzed the scenario that closely. However, there is one thing that can potentially really mess it up, and that is Notre Dame. Notre Dame continues to win. They will be one of the four, and that means a couple of the conferences that are typically there going to have to be left out, and doubtful that it will be the SEC, so that will leave for the two remaining teams the Big Ten, Big 12, and Pac-12. I know I'm leaving somebody out. Is Big East, is that the one that has TCU and West Virginia? And so there's all those four conferences. I think it's Big East I'm thinking of, that there will only be two slots for. So two of those conferences, assuming that an SEC school gets in, which they usually do. So the Buckeyes are not a shoe-in, even if they win out. So what are your thoughts? I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 o'clock this morning. We'll be back in just a moment.
I'm a little bit country.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Hey, guys, stop joking around. We're here to record a commercial for the minstrel show coming up.
I know, Gene. I'm a little bit country.
And I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Then stop singing and tell everyone about the show November 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Okay. It's a little bit country.
And it's a little bit rock and roll.
Oh, never mind. I'll tell them myself. It's the 61st Annual Minstrel Show. It's a little bit country. It's a little bit rock and roll. November 16th, 17th, and 18th at Riverview High School.
What do you think we've been trying to say?
Oh, call 622-5031 Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 11 to 1 to reserve tickets.
Look around you. This land, this barn, this crop, this cattle, this farm. This all began as your dream. So when people say American Family Insurance protects things, we shake our head no, because we protect this, and your dream is worth protecting. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote at amfam.com.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Your family deserves the best. And when it comes to housing, the very best is at Old Hickory Homes in Canal Lewisville or at Shunbrun Greens in Baltic and Sugar Creek. Old Hickory Homes features 3- and 4-bedroom, 2-bath homes, and Shunbrun Green has available 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Whatever your family's needs, you'll find the perfect home and just in time for the holidays. For more information on Old Hickory Homes in Canal Lewisville or Shunbrun Green in Baltic and Sugar Creek, call 740-575-4366. That's 740-575-4366. Old Hickory Homes and Shunbrun Green are equal opportunity providers and employers.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center has been awarded Chest Pain Center accreditation by the American College of Cardiology. What does that mean for you? It means our protocol-driven approach to heart attack care allows us to reduce time to treatment during the critical first stages of a heart attack, quicker diagnosis, faster treatment, and better outcomes. If you think you may be having a heart attack, know that time is muscle. Save your heart muscle by following these important steps. Survive. Don't drive. Call 911. Visit CoshoctonHospital.org to learn the early warning signs of a heart attack.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stanshower. Monday Night Football, the 49ers had more first downs of the Giants, more yards, more possession time. Niners led 20-10 and kicked a field goal with 2:46 left to reclaim the lead at 23-20. But Eli Manning's third touchdown pass of the night went to Sterling Shepard in the final minute. The Giants got just their second win, first in September, 27-23. So they're 2-7, and the Niners are 2-8. Induction night at the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. Longtime New Jersey Devils goalie Marty Brodeur went in. So did Tampa Bay Lightning top scorer Marty St. Louis and NHL commissioner Gary Bettman. Overtime, Carolina beat Chicago 3-2. That's 8 straight losses for the Blackhawks. A shootout, Anaheim 2-1 over Nashville. That's the Predators' first road loss. First, just the second loss of the year for the Toronto Raptors, beaten at home by New Orleans. NBC Sports Radio.
Black Friday deals start now at Lowe's with up to 40% off appliance special values and free local delivery, which makes this a great time to make sure your kitchen and laundry room are ready for the holidays. Plus, you can get bonus savings of up to $600 in Lowe's gift cards via rebate when you buy two or more select appliances $396 and up. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 11/29 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only. Appliance rebate forms must be submitted on or before 30 days after promotion ends.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, Napa has 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline full synthetic motor oil for $23.99. That's one heck of a deal for all-weather engine protection. So whether you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, Duluth, Minnesota, or down the street to the grocery store, the right oil for your ride is just $23.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Have you ever thought about having a podiatric physician examine your feet? Doctors of podiatric medicine set broken bones, perform wound care, and remove bunions. Common health issues that they treat include ingrown or fungal nails, horns, warts, and skin problems like athlete's foot. Foot exams are easy and can prevent many foot problems. If you can't walk, work, or enjoy sports activities without pain, what are you waiting for? To find a podiatric physician who is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
What do attorneys, farmers, physicians, restaurateurs, and retail professionals all have in common? If you said they belong to associations, you'd be correct. No matter the field, associations serve vital functions throughout Ohio. The Ohio Society of Association Executives and our members make Ohio a better place to live, work, and play. Associations create standards of safety, quality, sustainability, and more to help industries serve the public. To discover how associations impact the lives of everyday Ohioans like you, please visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Have you ever thought about having a podiatric physician examine your feet? Doctors of podiatric medicine set broken bones, perform wound care, and remove bunions. Common health issues that they treat include ingrown or fungal nails, horns, warts, and skin problems like athlete's foot. Foot exams are easy and can prevent many foot problems. If you can't walk, work, or enjoy sports activities without pain, what are you waiting for? To find a podiatric physician who is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
What do attorneys, farmers, physicians, restaurateurs, and retail professionals all have in common? If you said they belong to associations, you'd be correct. No matter the field, associations serve vital functions throughout Ohio. The Ohio Society of Association Executives and our members make Ohio a better place to live, work, and play. Associations create standards of safety, quality, sustainability, and more to help industries serve the public. To discover how associations impact the lives of everyday Ohioans like you, please visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
It is 10:44. The phone lines are open till 11 o'clock this morning, and I would like to hear from you. And did a little bit of research there during our break. The Big East Conference. I thought I was messed up on that. The Big East Conference that dissolved. They have been reorganized as the American Athletic Conference. And so when you look at the conferences that are vying for position in the Final Four, the Big Five today would be the SEC, which Alabama has a lock on the number one spot right now. Alabama will be in unless something really strange happens. The ACC, I forgot to mention, Clemson is in the ACC, and Clemson having another good season. The Big 12 conference, and there was a lot of shuffling around after the Big East was dissolved. West Virginia, part of the Big 12, as is Oklahoma. There's the Pac-12, used to be the Pac-10, and Washington State is currently ranked ahead of the Buckeyes in the Pac-12. And then there's the Big 10 that contains the Buckeyes and Michigan. So only four teams can make that Final Four. Typically, and something really weird would have to happen for an ACC or SEC team not to be there. For example, if Alabama, that's number one, would happen to lose their game against Auburn, and or the SEC championship game, very likely victorious SEC team, Georgia, LSU, would jump into the top four in Alabama's place. So I think Alabama or the SEC has got a lock. If Notre Dame wins out, they have a lock as well. And that's a big if. Buckeyes fans, we need to root against Notre Dame. They have two more games. They play at Syracuse on Saturday, and then they wrap up the season at USC. Syracuse is ranked, so both of those games will be a challenge for Notre Dame, but the reason Notre Dame is a problem is that they don't have any conference affiliation. So they would be an independent, and that would knock one of the other conferences out. So let's say Notre Dame and Alabama win out. Even if Alabama doesn't win out, I think there'll be an SEC team in there. That leaves the following four conferences and only two slots available. The ACC, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the Big 10. So which of those conferences is the weakest? I don't know that the Big 10 is the strongest. So what are your thoughts? Give me a call. It is 10:47. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we still hope for a playoff berth, but if we don't get it, you know, we ought to get a pretty good bowl invite.
Yeah, that's always like the consolation prize for Buckeyes fans. But Right. I got to talking about that, and I'm like, I haven't really analyzed the figures yet, and I still have a lot more analysis to go. But what we have to root against Notre Dame.
Yes.
If Notre Dame takes a loss, that very likely will free up a spot for another conference, which may very well be the Big Ten. So I think that we have to root for Notre Dame to lose, and then, of course, some of the other teams ahead of the Buckeyes to lose as well.
Yes. Well, I was just kind of surmising that, you know, I feel a little bit better about after if he can keep them up for I think we'll take care of Maryland all right, although
yeah.
they're pretty fast. We got to be able to stop that run. But anyway, they looked a lot better. Maybe he's got them on the right frame of mind now. So
you today and per our conversation yesterday, you seem to feel a lot better about that victory over Michigan State than I do, because the Buckeyes did play better. But Michigan State shot themselves in the foot in the fourth quarter.
Yes, they did. They didn't look like they was on the same page with their receivers and stuff. I don't know. They made a lot of mistakes.
Buckeyes won field position and were able to capitalize on that. But Michigan State turning the ball over and just sputtering there in the fourth quarter. I think the game was a lot closer than the score indicated.
Right. But I think the Buckeyes just wore them down. You know, they were down there a couple times
yeah.
and turned the ball over, and that takes the starch out of you after a bit.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of looked up. You know, we started getting quite a few yards on the run there that second half. And old Chubb, Campbell and
Weber and Weber. Dobbins.
Yeah, Dobbins is what I meant to say. But old Chubb done a pretty good job too for the Browns.
Oh yeah, the first thing when they said, were you watching the game on Sunday?
Yeah,
they made the comment like within seconds that it was the longest running play ever, or longest run for a touchdown ever for the Browns. I'm like, gosh, that was quick. First thing that came to mind was Jim Brown.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even the record holder.
Yeah. He put the old pedal to the metal when he got out in the open, didn't he?
I didn't think he was going to make it, because he was chugging there towards the end, and he had, was it Callaway? Somebody was pointing, saying go that direction.
Yeah.
Pointed go that direction and threw him a block, and that was all it took.
Yep. It was something to see. It's about time we get a little excitement in the Browns.
It was an exciting game, and I'm, and talking with our caller earlier, I don't know if you heard him or not. I've talked to him frequently about the Browns. That I don't want to get too overexcited about one game, but it was a quality win. It was their best win, as far as I'm concerned, in years. It wasn't close. They didn't have to count on the other team messing up. They just simply outplayed another very good football team. And so it's just one game, but my intuition is telling me that it was a coming out party, and that the Browns are going to be able to put together some more good football the rest of the year.
Right. If we could get at least one more win, that'd be what, four wins in the tie?
Yeah, that'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be better than no wins for a couple seasons.
Better than no wins, yeah.
Yeah.
But now you're going to the Panthers game, and the Panthers are 6-3. They have been, I think they got clobbered by the Steelers.
Yeah.
Last week. But it's a good team. They play the Bengals twice. The Bengals are no slouch, although they've been stumbling after a pretty good start. Let's see, who else do we have in there? Denver. I don't know how I think Denver does have a losing record. The Ravens. Beat them once. They're 4-5 on the season, so there aren't any real chumps on the schedule the rest of the year. And furthermore, there's some teams with winning records, so they're going to have to play as well as they did Sunday to notch, more than another win or two.
Right. Well, we played the Steelers to a tie, and the Steelers are a pretty good team.
Yeah.
So, we seem to play good when we play a good team. We played a pretty good ball game with Baltimore. We played a couple of them pretty tough.
Sunday felt different, though. They looked crisp. They looked crisp the whole game, and you could see by the body language on the field, whether it's celebrating, letting loose of emotion after a good play. It just felt different, and I hope that that's a sign of things to come.
Yeah, there was the attitude was a lot better.
Yeah.
Everybody was celebrating on the bench, slapping each other on the back and congratulating each other. So it was exciting to watch for a change. Okay, Mike, that's all I have.
All right, well, thank you for calling. It is 10:53, and I'll be back once again right after these words.
It's in November to remember at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton. Hi, I'm Rich West. We're celebrating Black Friday all month long, and it's your chance to save. Like $10,000 off MSRP on the new redesigned 2019 Ram pickup. Bring us your clean trade because we're paying top dollar. Our pre-owned selection is amazing, too. So whatever your budget, we can help. Come in for Black Friday savings all month long at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
I'm Brady Abel from Ridgewood 6th grade. We need to take care of the earth so it can take care of us. Recycle. We only have one earth. When it's gone, it's gone. If you recycle, you can help stop pollution. My family recycles milk jugs. You can too.
Sponsored by CFLP, Solid Waste District, and Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention.
So just what is energy efficiency? You hear the words a lot, but what does it mean? AEP Ohio believes that energy efficiency means providing the tools we all need to be smart about our energy usage, regardless of where that energy comes from. That's why they have energy efficiency programs on their website. They provide you with information, discounts, and rebates designed to help you be more efficient with no sacrifice in comfort. Check out aepohio.com/save for a complete list of AEP Ohio efficiency programs.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
You could see a plump old guy in a Speedo at 4 a.m. walking a donkey.
You could see David Copperfield, Rod Stewart, or the Blue Man Group.
You could see things we can't even share on the air. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Michelle from Dean's Jewelry here, and if you love Vegas and all its sights and sounds, you'll love this. Tell them, Noah.
When you spend $499 and up Black Friday weekend at Dean's Jewelry, we're going to throw in a Vegas vacation for free.
Get your flights and accommodations on the Strip for free.
Choose from MGM Grand, Monte Carlo, Luxor, or the New York, New York, and get two Cirque du Soleil tickets to top it all off.
Black Friday weekend is a great time to shop for gifts you'll cherish forever at a great price and get a free Vegas vacation, baby.
It's Viva Las Vegas Black Friday weekend at Dean's Jewelry in Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
The ring, it comes from Dean's Jewelry.
After an illness or surgery, oftentimes a doctor will recommend a short-term stay in an extended care facility or some outpatient therapy. Hi, this is Brittany Murphy with Riverside Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in New Comerstown. Our therapy facility allows our staff to provide both inpatient and outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapy. We have private rooms for short-term and long-term nursing care. If you'd like more information on any of these services or to schedule a tour, call me, Brittany Murphy, at 740-498-5165 or visit our website at RiversideManor.com.
Ann Randles from Job and Family Services.
Adult Protective Services is the agency that investigates concerns of abuse, neglect, and exploitation of an adult who's 60 years of age or older. We assess the risk and safety of the adult and link them up with services so they can stay home as long as possible. If anyone has a concern of abuse or neglect or exploitation, I would suggest that they call Job and Family Services at 622-1020.
Speak up for those whose voice is fading.
Hi, my name is Valerie Crawford, and I would like to talk to you about the Coshocton Senior Center. Several years ago, after my husband passed, I began feeling lonely. I started going to the senior center and soon found out the many activities and services they offer. It has been so nice to have some place to go to meet new people, try new things, and just get out and socialize. I encourage you to call the senior center today at 740-622-4852 or just stop in. We'd love to meet you.
With financing as low as 0% on select models, now is the time to head to Jeff Drennan Ford. We have 0% for 72 months on brand new Ford Fusions. Plus, check out our impressive pre-owned inventory. We have the inventory and the financing regardless of your budget or credit history. If you are looking for a Ford dealership that you can trust and count on, come and see us at Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street in Coshocton, or visit us 24/7 at jeffdrennan.com. Remember, if you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Join us Saturday as Ohio State travels to Maryland.
Snap to Haskins, who pulls the trigger with a pass that's caught by Rashad Berry, moving to the 25 of the Rebels. 20-yard line, 15, 10, into the end zone. Rashad Berry with a touchdown on a 38-yard pass play. We'll hand it off Dobbins, sweeping left side, gets to the 50, gets to the Nebraska 40, down the left sideline. 30 goes Dobbins, Dobbins to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 10:30 a.m.
Well, that is going to wrap up our Communication Lines program, and thank you all for calling, and thank you for listening, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Let's check our weather forecast.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again, and no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet, but he has got some great deals on new carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Cloudy today and cold with highs in the upper 30s for tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 20s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, cold with highs in the mid-30s, partly cloudy tomorrow evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, near steady temperatures in the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy with a chance of rain showers in the morning. Then rain showers likely in the afternoon, cold with highs in the mid-30s. Supposed to be in right around 50 this time of the year, so a little cool. 39 degrees currently in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 11 o'clock.